Sisters by Susan Kalman.
What do you think?
Oh, wow, that is one shiny dress. You look like you've just stepped out of a box of Quality Street.
Oh, you're just jealous.
Be careful when you're in the restaurant tonight, Fiona. I have a feeling that naked flames should be avoided at all costs.
I should warn you that I might be back late tonight, Susan, because tonight might be the night, if you know what I mean.
Oh, please, I'm your sister. I don't want to hear about your love life. That's disgusting. It's like imagining Jeremy Clarkson in his pants, or just imagining Jeremy Clarkson.
I'm in a mature adult relationship, sis, and you just have to deal with it.
If having an adult relationship means being bored stupid by a man who thinks that a good night involves comparing different types of insulation tape, then count me out.
Great. You think he's a bit dull. I think he's considerate, kind, and above all, normal. You know what that is, normal, don't you?
Well, I saw a documentary about it once. It was on BBC Four. I just fell asleep halfway through.
And he's gorgeous. He makes M&S Blue Harbour look like Armani. God, those shoulders, he could bench press you, Susan.
Yeah, no thank you.
Remember though, Susan, you're the one who brought us together. He saved us from the darkness when your cat chewed through the plug.
Yeah, I know. He's your knight in shining polyester, yeah.
Right, well, I will leave you to another thrilling evening with Blake watching movies. Oh, and, you know, try to make your face look vaguely happy at the theme park tomorrow. Otherwise, people will think you permanently have wind.
Oh, sorry.
Don't wait up.
Yeah. Off you go to your boyfriend. If he tries to kiss you, make sure you're properly earthed.
Do you fancy a wee after-dinner coffee?
I prefer a cup of valerian tea. It's a restful sleep.
Valerian. Sounds like a Star Trek baddie.
They talked about Star Trek once on Radio 4. It sounded a bit silly.
Yeah, well, I couldn't really tell.
Well, keep your eyes on the stars and your feet on the ground.
I love your motivational quotes, Greg. You've got one to suit every occasion.
When you reach the end of your rope, tie a knot in it and hang on.
That one sounds a little bit morbid.
I find the words of others very inspirational. That's why I only read autobiographies, not biographies. Unless the biographies are political biographies written by a respected journalist. From the BBC, never ITV.
No, we were never allowed to watch ITV when I was younger. Do you know, Mum said it would lead to prostitution.
Fiona, before we leave, I wondered if I might talk to you about something.
Yeah, sure.
Well, you know I like your sister.
But
do you ever see yourself living with someone else, someone other than Susan?
Sorry?
Well, we've been seeing each other for a few months now, and the fact is, neither of us is getting any younger.
This is true.
And there is a discussion to be had about the future, and about whether or not you might want to take our relationship to a more formal level.
You mean sharing a Netflix account?
Not quite. Much as I don't absolutely agree with living together before marriage, I'm not averse to modern thinking and, maybe we could...
Oh, wow, live together. Oh, wow, that sounds amazing. I mean, it is quite quick, I suppose, but, you know, if something's right, then you should just go for it.
Well, if you need any help, I've made an Excel spreadsheet of the pros and cons. I find making a decision with the aid of a list means the decision can never be challenged, even by myself.
Yeah, well, I'll need to work out the practicalities, of course. I mean, I'm sure I can rent out the flat for a bit of cash. I mean, I pay all the mortgage at the moment, so maybe I'll actually make a bit of money.
Will she take it badly?
Well, Susan doesn't cope well on her own. She needs someone checking in on her regularly. In many ways, she's like a houseplant. But far more angry.
Well, if anything, you're doing her a favour. You were always going to meet someone, Fiona. At least she's young enough to enjoy her new life.
Do you know what? You're right. This could be the best thing for her. She's always moaning about how annoying I am, so this could be a fresh start.
Well, maybe Susan will find someone too.
Let's not get carried away.
Well, here's to a fresh start.
almost implausible that something that started so well can go so horribly wrong. Jaws.
Brilliant.
Jaws 2.
Excellent.
Jaws 3.
Laughable, but added 3D fun makes it at least interesting.
Jaws 4.
The worst film about wildlife ever made.
Apart from Watership Down.
Why was that a children's movie?
I used to scream every time I saw a rabbit. It made Easter a very awkward holiday.
Why do we keep watching films we hate?
Well, in many ways, things we hate are more interesting than things we like.
Oh, like people who listen to music on the bus without using headphones.
Yes. I am a pacifist, but there are times when it's totally fine to rip someone's ears off.
Soft cheese makes me angry.
Exactly. Listen, do you want some more popcorn?
Oh, yes, please.
Yeah, me too. You know where the microwave is.
Oh, right.
Hello.
Oh, hello. I see your dress survived the evening. I was worried it was so shiny you'd be stolen by magpies.
My dear sister, there is nothing that you can do to dampen my happiness tonight. Everything is brighter. Everything seems prettier.
Hello, Fiona.
I take that back.
You're home early. I thought tonight was the night.
You look lovely, Fiona, like one of the Spanish ladies who sit on top of a toilet roll. My clan had one of them. Lucia was her name. She was my first crush.
That explains quite a lot.
I've been looking for a woman who lives up to that ideal my whole life. I even spent a summer in Madrid, hoping to meet her.
And?
Very few women in Spain dress in a full flamenco outfit on a daily basis.
Thanks for that disturbing insight, Blake. So how did it go with Casanova tonight? Did he thrill you with stories of multi-storey car parks with the best access?
He's really funny, you know. No, you might think that an electrician wouldn't be light-hearted. But, you know, some of his stories he came out with...
Go on then, don't let Hagrid here put you off.
He told me about this man, right, and he was trying to install a shower. He wanted an electric shower in case the boiler broke down, because we all know how annoying that would be. So he tried to fit the thing himself, right? You know, but instead of wiring it up to the mains, he just... So funny. He tried to plug it into the mains. I mean, you can't, because it needs more power than that, so it didn't work. Oh, and Greg, he had to go around and sort it all out.
Oh, that's amazing. What an amazing story. That'd make a great film. Wouldn't it make a great film? I wondered who'd play him in the film. I mean, Daniel Craig's got just the right amount of sex appeal.
We had an amazing evening, actually. Life-changing, in fact. He asked me to move in with him.
Sorry, he did what?
Oh, I'll get you the toilet roll cover for your new house.
Well, I hope you said no.
I didn't, actually. I said yes.
What? How could you do that? You may as well agree to move in with a banana.
Susan, I really want to do this. It's been over 10 years since my divorce. I need to move on with my life.
That's going to get a bit crowded in here with him joining us, isn't it?
Yeah, about that. I might need to rent the flat out, Susan.
Sorry, what? Why?
I need to pay my way with Greg.
But, what about me?
Don't worry about that just now, because we can talk about it all tomorrow. Greg is going to come to the theme park, so we can just have a chat about it then. You know, as a family. Okay, so I'll see you in the morning. Night!
This isn't happening. This isn't happening.
It sounds like it is happening.
It can't be.
I think it is.
It's not.
It really is.
What am I going to do tomorrow? I can't spend the day with him, not after what he's done.
Do you want me to come too, keep you company?
We'll show her. We don't need her to have fun.
Shouldn't you tell Fiona I'm coming first?
I know where I stand, Blake. I am nothing more to her than a lodger.
Are you going to be okay?
If Jaws 4 has taught us anything... It's that family are nothing more than a burden.
And that Michael Caine will do anything for money. This is amazing! We're here! Wonderland, World of Squirrels!
The key is to find the right coupon for the right grouping of people. Some may not have thought we'd qualify for a family ticket.
I can't believe they thought Susan qualified for a child's ticket.
Luckily, I showed them my National Trust membership card. That proves I'm an adult.
I'm just kidding, Susan.
Last time we tried to get in, it was closed. The mechanical squirrel was leaking all over the main square.
And who would have thought that a theme park based on the humble squirrel would be such a success in this day and age?
It is an interesting theme.
Well, I would prefer it if it was a bit more edgy, you know, more like real life. Maybe at midday a group of red squirrels could walk down the main street, then a group of grey squirrels would try and kick their heads in. Teach kids the truth about wildlife they won't learn from Springwatch.
I suppose it's quite an achievement to get a full alternate current supply out here.
Come on, Blake. Let's go and have some fun on the rides. Laters!
Oh, I says have fun. Don't eat too much candy floss. You know what happens.
Shall we take a seat?
Yeah. Let's just enjoy the sunshine.
How do you think your sister's taken the news?
Fine so far. But if I know her, she'll pop eventually. Like a boil.
Well, let's not think about her anymore. Shall we, toast to the future? Oh. Our future.
Champagne, how amazing. Oh, it's, what is it?
That's a protein shake. It's good for maintaining muscle mass.
Oh. And I do like the mass of your muscles. Oh, look at all those wee darlings over there playing on the swings.
I'm not keen on playgrounds.
Well, they look like they're having a good time.
I prefer Churchill and Brunel to spend time reading books rather than playing.
Sorry, Churchill and who?
Our children. Churchill. And Brunel. The names of Great Britons. It's a bit of a family tradition to choose good English names.
But your name is Greg.
Oh, well, that's actually my middle name. My first name is Powell.
Oh, after Robert Baden Powell?
No, Enoch.
Oh, no.
My mother was a fan.
We hadn't really discussed any of this.
There's no need, surely.
Well, there kind of is.
Surely we want the same things.
Well, maybe, but we just hadn't discussed the kids thing. Never mind their names.
Oh, shh. Well, don't worry, pet. Let me worry about everything. I could be happy. I
could be happy. Usually candy floss cheers you up, Susan.
I know, and thanks for giving me yours as well and buying me another one.
Are you okay?
Not really. I don't know how she can do it to me, throw me out, me, after everything I've done for her.
Don't you have rights? If you pay rent, then she can't just kick you out.
Well, my payment has very much taken the form of emotional support for the past few years, which means that my budget for living in alternative accommodation is limited, to say the least.
Oh, well, maybe you could get a job that comes with a flat or something.
Do jobs like that exist anymore?
Probably. You get a massive house if you're the Pope. School janitor?
I'm allergic to children, you know that.
Join the Navy?
I wouldn't suit the uniform. I need a slim fit trousers rather than a bell bottom. Oh, Blake, what am I going to do? I'll end up homeless, on the streets, dancing for money like a private dancer.
She won't see you out on the street, Susan.
You heard her. I am nothing to her now. No, I have to make it on my own. Maybe I'll travel around the world having adventures, being thrilling. But she'll be sorry.
Good for you.
Will you buy me some more candy floss, Blake?
Sure. If it cheers you up.
Thank you. And a hot dog and some ice cream.
Sure.
And maybe some of those nachos, but hold the jalapenos and also a large Coke and chips.
Sure.
Yeah. Get some napkins as well. I have some dust in my eye.
Where have you been? I've been texting you.
Oh, sorry. We were too busy having amazing fun somewhere else to think about you.
I've never seen anyone eat so much candy floss. Then throw it up. Then eat some more.
Bit of a waste of money.
It's called fun, Greg. We're off to the Black Monday now.
It recreates the fall of the stock market by dropping you in line with inflation.
Yeah. It's the only ride in the park you have to pay extra for, but the price fluctuates, adds to the excitement.
Come on, it's going to be amazing.
Oh,
it does sound fun, Greg.
I'm not sure it's right to make fun of fiscal instability. It really affected my pension.
Oh, I better not come, Blake. Can't really leave Greg on his own.
Thank you, Fiona. We do have a lot to discuss.
Yeah, whatever. Later, as I can have lots of fun without you, sis. Race you to the queue, Blake. See you later.
That looks like a lot of fun.
Thanks for sticking with me, mate. You're a good friend.
I'm always here for you, Susan. You know that. Always.
That's it, Blake. You. You're the answer to all my prayers.
I don't quite get it.
I'll move in with you.
What?
It's brilliant. It'll only take an hour or so to move my stuff across the hall as well.
My tenancy agreement doesn't allow for subletting.
Well, you won't be subletting because I won't be paying any rent, will I?
You won't? You won't?
No, my payment will be through the pleasure I bring to your everyday life.
I'm not sure the bank accepts that as currency.
Oh, my God, it will be amazing. Monday night's pizza, Tuesday's curry, then Chinese, and, of course, lasagna Friday.
I don't know.
And I'm an amazing cook as well, and nobody knows how to pimp beans on toast like me. And imagine how much fun Halloween will be. We can dress up as our favourite characters.
From Game of Thrones?
Well, maybe. It's a bit old hat now. Maybe Westworld.
I like Game of Thrones.
Yeah, me too. It's just when we're living together, we'll have more time to work on the concept of our costumes, you know?
You know that I work from home.
Yeah, and I won't interrupt you at all. Don't worry. I will be as quiet as a mouse.
You know that I've met you before, right?
Oh, Blake. This is going to be amazing. So when are you two going to move in with each other?
Not sure yet.
Well, I hope you're both very happy together.
Well, you seem very chipper about it all.
I am moving in with my brother from another mother here.
Blake? Really?
It all happened very quickly.
So what I'm saying is move, do it, go ahead. You know, the sooner the better as far as I'm concerned.
Please take your time.
Oh, Blake, he's just trying to hide his excitement, that's all.
I'm glad you think that way, Susan, because I have the exact same attitude. Why wait?
Ah, finally, something we agree on.
What do you mean, Greg?
When I said I was up to the gents earlier, I wasn't being entirely truthful.
Right.
I did need to urinate, and the colour of my urine indicated excellent hydration. I also took the opportunity to make a phone call. I have a surprise for you.
I love surprises.
I'm growing less fond of them.
I'm with you, Blake.
What are you doing on Sunday?
Nothing.
Wrong, my sweet cherub. We are off to see some sweet bungalows in Wolverhampton.
Do you have any room for me?
Oh, shut up, Roomy. We are going to have such a brilliant time together.
I'll take you to the bright lights of the West Midlands, Fiona. We will never look back.
See? It's brilliant.
Brilliant.
This is more like it, isn't it? Who needs a silly thrill ride when you can have fun on a Ferris wheel?
Don't you find the speed a little frustrating? Just want it to go a bit quicker.
Not at all. With the speed at which our life is moving, I need this. This is our life from now on. Slow and steady.
And on a loop that never ends.
You don't seem to be as excited as I thought you'd be about the house.
It's just a big step to take without consulting me.
It makes sense that we move closer to Mother, that when the kids are born, she can help bring them up. Of course, she isn't the most mobile herself now, but she was delighted to hear that she can get rid of her home help now that you're around.
I haven't even met her yet.
I told the estate agent that we're very keen on the property, but don't worry. I didn't put down an offer. I know how independent you are. I have got a mortgage offer in principle from the bank, though, so we're all set to go.
I don't know anything about the place, though. I mean, it should be a joint decision? Next thing I know, you're going to be planning a wedding.
Isn't it what every man wants? To find the woman of his dreams and marry her? To live together until we become infirm and move into a care home? Only to pass away holding each other's arthritic hands.
How sweet.
All my life I've been waiting to find someone who's happy to settle down.
Right. Settle.
Why wander around blindly looking for thrills when right in front of you is just fine?
There are some other important factors. Like, you do fancy me as well, don't you?
Well, Well, I find you very aesthetically pleasing, yes.
Right. But do you get, like, butterflies in your tummy? Do you see stars and rainbows and...
Well, if I did, I'd be a bit worried I was having one of me dizzy spells.
Yes, Greg, you know what I mean.
I'm a very pragmatic man, Fiona. Mother always said I was as reliable as a Worcester Bosch, which, let me tell you, is one of the hardest working and most dependable boilers on the market.
What about passion, though?
Passion can fade. Fact is that respect lasts forever.
Kiss me, Gray. Just what? Kiss me. Here, now. Passionately take me, ravage me. Show me how you feel about me.
There is no need to shout, Fiona.
Yes, there is! Take me now, Greg, right here on this Ferris wheel. Spin me round.
I will. Yes. Yes, I will. I absolutely will. I just need to brush my teeth first.
We could take it in turns to do the washing up, but my point is that you're better at it. Like, if I was good at cleaning, I'd do it as well, but I'm just not, you know?
You could try.
I know, but why? I mean, I'll definitely put the washing on as long as you put it in the machine first and you put the liquid in and you take it out once it's done. So.
Susan.
We could always get a cleaner, couldn't we? That might be good, actually, to take the weight off me, you know, when it comes to the housework.
Listen.
We probably need a television rota as well. That would be the best thing.
I can't live with you, Susan!
What?
I can't do it!
Well, I heard you the first time, mate. Why?
I just don't think it's a good idea.
It's the best idea in the world since the invention of potatoes.
I'm just worried about how it would change us.
Nothing would change.
You and me living in such close proximity. The chemistry between us sizzles all the time. And I'd hate to think what would happen if there was no safety valve.
Chemistry?
Yes.
Between us? Yeah, like when?
Last weekend. We were at the supermarket and I wanted to buy soup for dinner and you lost your mind.
Because soup, Blake, is not a meal. Soup is what you have before a meal, or indeed can be served in a mug and therefore drunk with a meal. It is not in itself a meal. It barely amuses my bush.
As we were standing there and you were shouting at me, I thought it was kind of sexy, you know?
So you think that every time I shout at you, I'm flirting?
Yes.
Well, prepare for some flirting, Blake.
The truth is that you don't really listen to me.
I mean, I know I'm attractive, but really, control yourself. Sorry, what did you say?
I can't get a word in edgeways with you!
Of course you can!
It can be quite different.
The idea that I don't let you speak is offensive.
You can't move in with me!
I don't understand. A minute ago, you fancied me.
I just said that because I didn't want to hurt your feelings.
And now?
What?
Are you trying to not hurt my feelings by telling me that you don't fancy me at all? Oh, and by the way, I'm unbearable. Why don't you just tell me I can't sing either? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Please don't get upset, Susan.
Oh, forget it.
Where are you going?
Oh, why would you care? Why don't you and my sister go and have a good laugh about me, unattractive, tone-deaf, unbearable me?
Susan!
Leave me alone! Oh, wait, you already have.
Parade of squirrels. Susan would love this.
It's less of a parade and more of a march. A glimpse into our dystopian future if global warming continues.
I just thought their fat little paws looked adorable.
Where is Susan?
We had a bit of a disagreement and she ran off.
Forget about her, Fiona. She'll be fine.
I need to find her.
She's just having one of her fits.
I said I need to find her, Greg. Or is that not in your plans for my future?
What's wrong with her?
Flirting.
Can I come in?
There's not enough room.
It's a treehouse for two.
Two children. Fine, I can't stop you. How did you find me?
The man in the candy floss stall told me you'd phoned in an order.
You owe him 20 quid, by the way.
I was worried about you.
You shouldn't have been. I'm fine.
You're sitting in a plastic tree trunk in the middle of a kid's adventure playground.
I have to get used to solitude. I may as well start practising now.
What happened?
Blake, with all the subtlety of Jack the Ripper, revealed how he truly feels about me.
And?
And I'm about to embark on an exciting new chapter of my life, a solo voyage, if you will.
You're going to live on your own?
Don't have many other options. I'll be fine, you know. It seems that I'm a burden to you all, so I may as well stand on my own 2 feet for a change.
Oh, you're not a burden.
You seem really happy with Greg, and that's all I want. If you want to move to the suburbs, then I'm delighted. Maybe I can come for Christmas or something.
You would really move out and live on your own? For me?
I mean, I'm not saying I won't moan about it, you know.
Hey, how was the Black Monday?
It was terrifying.
Oh, I wish I'd been there.
Yeah, me too.
What would you say if I changed my mind?
About what?
Greg.
But you love him?
I don't think I do. I think I was trying to persuade myself that he was the one for me.
No. Like when you pretended to like Downton Abbey because everyone else did.
Yeah. I think I just want things to stay the way they are.
You're not just saying that for me?
No, I'm not. This is my decision. I quite like you annoying me. And I certainly don't want to name my child Churchill.
The dog or the Prime Minister?
Either of them. Well, should we just go home?
I'd like that, but what do we do about them?
Just leave them. They deserve each other.
Oh. I'll start paying rent, I promise.
You won't, though, will you?
No, let's go home.
I don't think they're coming back, you know.
Well, I'm sure they will. It's only been a few hours. Now, what was I saying? Oh, yes, I was telling you about the passive components in a circuit. I could talk about them all night. Susan! I'm sorry!
You've been listening to Sisters by Susan Kalman, starring Susan Kalman, Ashley Jensen and Nick Helm, with William Andrews as Greg. The producer was Paul Schlesinger. It was a Hat Trick production for BBC Radio 4.